From the Life of President Harold B. Lee. Witness as an Apostle. President Heber J. Grant called Harold B. Lee into his office one morning. "Tomorrow you will be sustained as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles." "But President Grant, do you really think that I am worthy of this call?"
"My boy, if I didn't think so, you would never be called to this position."
That night, Harold couldn't sleep. All he could think about was the foolish mistakes he had made in his life and about all the people he might have offended. He knelt to pray. "Heavenly Father, I will love and forgive every soul that has walked the earth. I pray that Thou wilt forgive me in return and make me worthy to be Thy servant." The next day, he nervously went to the temple and was ushered into the room where the Quorum of the 12 Apostles met with the First Presidency.
"Take a seat here, Elder Lee," said President Heber J. Grant.
And Elder Lee thought, "Imagine all the great men who have sat in this room, in these chairs." After the ordination, one of the apostles gave Elder Lee an assignment. "Now you know that after having been ordained, you are a special witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want you to give the Easter talk on the radio next Sunday night." Elder Lee went into a room in the church office building to read Bible accounts of Jesus' life. As he read, he realized that he was having a new experience. "I can almost see the events as if they're happening right now." Elder Lee learned that every apostle receives a special personal witness of Jesus Christ. When Easter Sunday came, he was ready to speak. "I am now the least of all my brethren, and want to witness to you that I know, as I have never known before this call came, that Jesus is the Savior of this world. He lives, and He died for us." See Ensign, February 1974, page 18. End of From the Life of President Harold B. Lee, Witness as an Apostle.
Worthy of the Temple.